on the bottom of the Tzaddik Testament base. The Gemara. Omer Akuna Bereza of Yeshua, Ein Metalkin Bo Yesumi Beis Asayim. They have a tree that overhangs the ground with less than three tefachim, so it forms like a canopy, so that area underneath is Rishus HaYachid. However, you can only carry in it more than Dalet Amos if it's less than Beis Asayim. But if it's more than Beis Asayim, you can't carry there, my taima. Mishum da'avi dirish u'tashmishu la'adir. V'chol dirish u'tashmishu la'adir, ein metalkin bo'yas Beis Asayim. Something that was not hukaf l'dira. It wasn't, the mechitzas weren't made to live inside. So there, the chachamim were goes there, they're up to Beis Asayim, that has legitimate mechitzas you can carry, more than Beis Asayim not. And here, since the tree basically was not made for dira, and the people go in there just to cool off or whatever, it's not the mamash atashmish dira, so it's mutter till Beis Asayim, not more. Rashi, mishum davi dira shatashmish la'adir, ain't a lot of batami. People don't live under that tree. Elo lishtovik bo shomrei hasadeh. My people who guard the fields go under there for shade. Shrashav gvoy min ha'aretz. If you have roots of a tree that are higher than three tefachim off the ground, they grow, what's it called, out of the ground in a hump, and they're higher than three tefachim. So therefore, what's it called, they're also to be mishtamish with, because they a tree is also to mishtamish with. Because we're afraid you may go up and pull something off the tree. Itmar, so anything till three tefachim is like the ground. Above three tefachim is already considered the tree. Itmar, Shirashi Ilan Haboy Milmala Mishlosha Latosh Shlosha. What if you have roots that go up higher than three tefachim, and then they curve around and they go down, and now they're within three tefachim of the ground? Rabba Omer Mutlish Tamishbayan. Rabba says the part that's three tefachim, within three tefachim of the ground, you can be mishtamish with. And the part that's higher than three tefachim, you can't. Rav Sheshe Somer also Shtamish Ben. Rav Sheshe says even the part that's lower than three tefachim is Asher. Rabba Omer Mutl Shtamish Ben Dechol Pachas Migimu Da'aro Arahi. Rabba says you're allowed to Mishtamish because the part that was within three tefachim of the ground is considered like the ground, not like a tree. Rav Sheshe Somer also Shtamish Ben Dekivin Dimikoach Isser Koasi Asurim. And Rav Sheshe says no, since the Maisa, these are connected to a part that's above three tefachim, it became asher when it went beyond three tefachim. The fact now that same root now extended down doesn't make it mutter. It became asher when it was more than three tefachim, it's asher now. Okay, I don't understand 100% why that's different than a tree. The halacha is that the tree bark, right? The trunk of the tree. So the part that's till three tefachim is mutter mishtamish. The part above three tefachim is asher. So the chavra is also meisir kasi. Maybe not. Maybe the way the roots grow is they grew up first and then they grew down. So it was asir. Now you want it to become mutter. The tree grows the other way. First it was the part less than three tefachim. That was mutter. Then the part became asir. Stama, that's the answer. The damu can mishunisa, because it's like the case of mishunisa. The soak in leila asuri. The roots that go out of the tree higher than three tefachim are asur. The nacht in the tatoi shari, the ones that come out of the trunk that are less than three tefachim from the ground are mutter. The tzadim, the ones that come out from the tree more than three tefachim and then grow down into three tefachim, they have parts of them growing up out of that big root, small roots that go up higher than three tefachim, and roots that go down lower than three tefachim, that's the machlokas of Rabba of Sheshes. And the Rishonim say, what's the chiddush? It's exactly the same machlokas. Things that are higher than three tefachim are asur, less than three tefachim are mutter, and the ones that are connected to something that's higher than three tefachim and then go down is a machlokas. Says, no, here I would think that maybe you make a gzeira, since all the roots are all mixed up. There's some lower, some higher, that everybody knows asur. Kamashim runs the same exact machlokas. Doesn't make a difference if you have one root, a million roots, if they're what's it called, some this way, some that way. The ones that are higher are mutter, are usher, the ones that are lower are mutter, and the ones in the middle, that part of it goes up and part goes down, is a machlokas. This case is here. This is the normal case. You have a root that went up above three tefachim, and then it went back down. So this part is a machlokas, part that's down again. Okay, could be over here, according to what we said, this part would be no machlokas. The part before it went up, one three tefachim, is like the trunk of the tree. So this would be mutter according to everybody. It's the part that comes out afterwards that's usher. And here's the second case, we have a lot of roots. You have a big root and small roots coming from it. So here there's small roots coming less than three tefachim, small roots above three tefachim, and small roots where some of them are above and some below. Okay.
Could it be based on what you said, that there's enough kamina if the roots had all been on the ground, and let's say a storm came and washed all the soil away, now all of a sudden the whole thing became above ground?
No, once it's above ground,
So it didn't have first this part coming up was mutter, and then it became over three usher. The whole thing became...
Yeah, but no, that still could be. When it, at that moment that it came usher, the bottom part, what's it called, and the top part became the same thing. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe since they can't be mavchin, so it's all us. Okay, Rashi. Mamala gimel l'tzol gimel t'lachishin bi'o shlosha chazur l'kotvo. After it got higher, it went back down again. It's mashal from the fact that Gemara didn't ask about the part that was lower to begin with, that takas muta, like we said. D'damu ki mishunisa k'shein sela k'har zesh mishupa l'tzodim. Mishunisa is a euphemism. It's like a mountain that's on an incline on the sides. Kach yotzim sharoshim k'tanim mitoch agdolim l'tzodim. So too, the big root has small roots coming from it. Some that go less than three tefachim, some higher, and some that go up and then down. U'kfufim l'aretz mikan u'mikan. V'agdolim holchim magbim balachson yosem migimel kazeh. And there are roots that go on an angle. The sauki leiva hagdeilim mishigbil l'malam migimel. Right, the ones that are higher than three tefachim, asurim adibre akol, demachsila tatoa, hagdelin arosho shal tzadlo ilot, koshlo gotha gimel, v'chein tanim ayotzim en agdolim v'shipulo. Similarly, the ones that either grew less than three tefachim, or come out of a big root that's and were less than three tefachim, shoruch adibre akol, takati lavlich lalisharasim. Those are all mutter, because they never became osur, and then went back down to three tefachim. L'tzadim ha-shroshim ha-ktanim ha-yotzim mitoch govan shal-gidolim u-matim v'oretz l'tov gimel. The small roots that come out of the big roots and they go down, what's it called, within three tefachim u-rav-sheshes ha-thiri d'mikoach yisur asu. They come out of the big root which is higher than three tefachim, even though they're now going down lesser. And the rabbi shalom, rabbi doesn't consider that he holds mutter. V'chein ha-nigra, we didn't get it yet. V'chein anigra, Rashi anigra ilan hayotzi mitoch chritz, kotzer ha'osi laholi chamayin l'sodos. You have a tree growing in an irrigation ditch. So shnei tzidei ha'ilan shal tzad gidudei ha'chritz nichnosim begidudav. The two sides of the tree on the parallel sides of the ditch, right, are covered up by ground. If you measure it from the inside of the ditch, these roots are more than three tefachim higher than the ground. But if you measure it from the banks of the ditch, it's less than three tefachim. The imbalim do mitzdodim ashniyim sheim migidude hachritz lamala ein gavoa gimel. So the rabba demodid hagidudim shor. The chol pachos migimel ara kara. Right? The Mahinganik would be the same, not the same machlokas, but a machlokas Rabba and Rapsheshes. That Rabba would hold that these roots that are that come out of the top of the ditch, so they're less than three tefachim from the ground level of the ditch, of the sides of the ditch, but they're more than three tefachim from the ground level from the bottom of the ditch. Rabba would hold their mutter, and Rav Sheshes holds their asr. The chain the Karen Zavis, same machlokas by Karen Zavis. Rashi Elon ha'olav the miktsoa shnei koslim shalchatzer. The gimel start of nichlas and b'shocha miktsoa should be koslim. The tree is growing in a corner, and it's covered on three sides. Three sides are totally enclosed in the corner of the wall. Davis test. Here's the amigra. This is the amigra in the ditch. The tree grows onto here. If you measure from here, the roots are less than 3 tefachim. If you measure from the bottom of the ditch, they're more than 3 tefachim. Here, the wall surrounds the thing from 3 sides. Only one side of the tree is exposed. These 2 sides in the back are covered. And the roots are, what's it called, coming out of here. So they're more than 3 tefachim from the ground, but less than 3 tefachim from the ground level of the they're not 3 tefachim above the wall, and they're over the wall. So the question is, where do you measure from? Here again, Rava says they're mutter, and Rav Sheshes says they're also because you measure from the ground, even though they're only exposed on one side. So we have a case where they're exposed on 2 sides, the case of the ditch, and still Rava holds his mutter. And we have a case where it's only exposed on one side, and still Rav Sheshes holds also. That's why I need both cases. One to tell me that 2 sides is mutter according to Rabba, and that 1 side is also according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Miyom Komode, Rav Sheshes holds you measure from the bottom of the ground, V'hari Gavoa Gimu, Mikofi Shuros. And Rav Sheshes and Rabba holds that you measure from the top of the wall. The chain Karen Zavis, Elon Ha'ol, the mitzvah, Shnei Ksom, Shul Chotzer, the Gimel Shtor, and the Zosh Mitzvah, the mitzvah, said this ready, Shebekosin, the Ein Nira, the Tzivo, Shin Vachutz. 1 side is exposed. The Holech, the Ola, Aglamala. The Kosu, Pachos, Mi Gimel. The Rabba, quote, Pachos, Mi Gimel, Ladilanu. Rabba holds the part that's above the wall, less than 3 tefachim, his mutter. The Me'olam, Logova, Shloshim, never was higher than 3 tefachim above the ground level, which is the top of the wall. No, you go not from the wall level, but from the actual ground level. And even though it's only exposed on 1 side, still you count the height of the tree from the bottom. The Davka Karen Zavis. If the tree would just be next to a wall, and therefore 3 sides are exposed, then even Rabba would agree that you measure from ground level. The wall is irrelevant. It's only where only 2 sides are exposed that Rabba holds that you measure from the top of the ditch. The whole shloshim started gvoim v'arivi shavu l'aretz, since 3 sides are exposed to ground level and only 1 side is higher. Oh, the coastal to asra filo tzivu shavu l'coastal. Then the whole thing is asra. And adarabi, if it would be on all 4 sides. We'll see in 1 second that even Rav Sheshes said it's mutter. Ahu dikla dehavi labaya v'avisolik b'ipuma. Abaya had a tree in his house, and it went through the skylight in the roof. And the part above the skylight was less than 3 tefachim. Asher l'kameid Rav Yosef v'sharilei. Rabbi Yossi said it's mutter. The part above the skylight on his roof, he's allowed to mishtamish with, because it's not 3 tefachim high. Omer avacha bar tachlifa de shorach or karaba, shorach. Because he said it's mutter because like Rabba. Because over here, it's completely covered, what's it called, on the bottom. Moses pshita, now the same, afil rav sheshes, basic mandamali dummy. A house is considered like it's completely filled up. And even according to Sheshes, if something was closed off where you couldn't see it completely on all 4 sides, that would be good. So here what grew in the house is considered closed off. So I might think even according to Sheshes, the part above the house, above the roof, would be okay. Well, Ishtamish Apachos Megimel, Somach Legav, Kamash Malah, no. Then over here, since you can see the tree underneath, it's not mamish covered, then even though it's like it's covered, right, that's not good enough according to Rav Sheshes. It has to be covered on all 4 sides, mamish. Then, even according to Rav Sheshes. In other words, if this thing was growing in concrete, you couldn't see the tree at all until the part that was above the concrete on all 4 sides of Sheshes would also hold smutter. But since it's growing,
it's like it's in the ground mamish.
Yeah, but since over here, the tree is visible inside the house, even though the house is considered like it's full, but it's visible, you count from the ground, even if all four sides are surrounded.
You started to say you're talking about Shoroshim, but this whole thing...
There's any part of a tree that's... Znan, Shoroshim growing... The tree grew in the house, and it went through a skylight, and the part that was above the skylight was less than 3 tefachim. Because over there, not from any side is it seen except what's above the gag. The part that's in the house is awesome. Now it got went up above the roof and you can't see what's down. So Rabbi holds, you can't see what's down, you start from here. And Rabbi Sheshia says, no. The Maisa, it came from something was awesome in the house. There you could see the height of the tree inside the house. Since the house is considered completely full, it's mamish, like it's you can't see it. The window that's between two houses. Now each house is considered closed up completely. Okay, but we don't say that. If the shrashim are more than 3 tefachim off the ground, you can't sit on them because you're not allowed to mishtamish with an ila. If it doesn't go down again, so surely it's asr. Everybody else is asr. What's a chiddush? It's roots that are higher than 3 tefachim. It's asr. Elalav afogav the hadri kifi. Even if the other part goes down, the roots are also completely, even though part of them went back into 3 tefachim. And like Rav Sheshis, not like Rabba, which is low. The olam de lo hadri kifi. Talking where it didn't go down into 3 tefachim again. What's the chiddush? I forgot that sido echad shavel aretz. Even though one side is obstructed, we said 2 sides is mutter even according to Rabba. Now even is mutter according to Rabba. 3 sides is also even according to Sheshes. 4 full sides is mutter according to everybody. But 1 side obstructed is also according to everybody. That's the chiddush. Rashi, the hadri kifei, vashmein and delo yesh v'lakfufim. Must be the chiddush over here. It's not that you can't sit on the roots that are higher than 3 tefachim. Right? Because that's pasha. The iyal agvoim pshita, akaki lo ashmein and elu, hei mishum shvus, v'olim b'ilim v'sefes be'it. Even Rabba agrees that if only one side is covered and the other 3 sides you can see the ground level, then it's also even on the side that you can't see the ground level. Now if you have a root coming out of the tree, one side is equal to the ground, but on 3 sides it's 3 tefachim above the ground because the other 3 sides are dug down, then it's asur even on the side where it's less than 3 tefachim. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbana Shrosh Eilam Shigvoy Min Ha'aretz Gimel Tefachim or Sheyesh Chalo Tachtem Gimel Tefachim, roots of a tree that grew higher than the ground 3 tefachim, or they grew regular and you dug underneath and now there's a space between the root and the ground 3 tefachim that's exposed on what's it called on 3 sides or 4 sides according to everybody. Even though one side you didn't dig down yet, you're not allowed to make use of those roots because since only one side is equal on 3 sides, you can see that they're higher than 3 tefachim. It's awesome. Why not? Why can't you sit on them? You can't make use of a tree in any way. You can't climb the tree. You can't hang things from a tree. You can't lean on the tree. And that they say it's only if the tree is, if you're so weak that you need the tree to stand. But you can lean on a tree where the tree doesn't give you the full support. That's not called tashmish. You're not making use of the tree. But if you need the tree for support, that's called, that you need the what's called, that's called leaning on the tree, is making use of the tree. You can't even climb a tree Erev Shabbos and stay there in the tree the whole Shabbos. What's it called? The Yeshishav Kol Ayom Kula. Echad Ilan. The Echad Kol Ha-Behema. The same thing goes with Behemas. You can't make use of the Behema. Have a bor sichim ma'ara together, but what's it called? The boros sichim ma'aros. Those are excavations in the ground itself. They're not trees. They are metapis ma'ola metapis viori. You can climb out of them, climb into them. Va'afilu hein mea ama. Even 100 amas. You go mountain climbing on Shabbos, right? If there's a tzorich, you can't do it stam because it's a what's it called? Luv d'chol. But if you have to climb out of a boar, or climb into a boar, or climb on a mountain, you can do that. So, because, what would I think? That we're afraid that you'll pull something out of the boar. Right, out of the sides of the boar, whatever. That we're not afraid of. We're afraid to pull a branch off a tree. But to be afraid that you're going to start digging the boar, or pulling off the sides, that we're not afraid of. Rashi?
It's kind of live, so even if you did it by accident,
it could be there. First of all, it's mukta. Second of all, it could be that it's chofer. It could be Yisroel Baraisa. We're not afraid of that. Then you tell them Be'ilam, or the Siach Umara, then Sheesh Be'mayim, then Shein Be'mayim. Doesn't make a difference. There's water in them, not water in them. You're allowed to climb in, climb out. Metapes, Metapes Be'yore, the time allowed me Shum De'tircha. Rashi says the reason you can't climb a tree or an animal, it's not because it's a bother and it's not Shabbistic. Right? You're afraid that you'll pull something off the tree. You'll forget that it's Shabbos and you'll pull something off the tree on purpose. But by the boar, that doesn't apply. Okay. One brisa says that if you climb the tree, you're allowed to come down. The tani, even though coming down, you're also making use of the tree to get out of it. Still, it's mutter to come down. The Tani Chado also later. Another price says you can't come down out of the tree. You climb the tree, you have to stay there. Well, he says, no kasha. Kani bog yom, kami shech shech. It depends if you climb the tree Erev Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos and you want to come down, or you climbed it on Shabbos, b'hisser. If you climbed it Erev Shabbos, and here's a machlokas Rishonim, some Rishonim hold, and it's talking where you had intention to come down before Shabbos, and by accident you stay there till Shabbos. Then you can come down. But if you climb there of Shabbos and have intention of staying there on Shabbos, then you can't come down even if you went up on Erev Shabbos. Other Rishonim hold no. If you climbed up on Erev Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference what your intention was. Since you went up when it was mutter, you can come down on Shabbos. And the one who, however, if you climbed on Shabbos, since you went up the Yisr, then you can't come down. Iboyisema, one second. Iboyisema, both cases are talking went up on Shabbos. Lokasha, come to Shoge, come to Nesit. The case that you can come down is when you went up on Shabbos b'Shoge. Forgot it was Shabbos. Right? The case where you can't come down is when you went up on Shabbos b'Nesit. But if you went up on Friday, no matter what, you can come down. According to this Rashi. Both cases are talking when you went up on Shabbos b'Shoge. The Hacha becomes to show you got to Mezid commit with it. The Machlokas is whether, since if you went up a Mezid, everybody holds, you can't come down. Right? If you went up a Shogi, the Rikones, the Knas, Shogi got to Mezid. Mar Sover Kansina, or Mar Sover Lo Kansina. And the Ikle Tal explains, what kind of Knas is this? It make you stay up on the tree all Shabbos, you don't find Knasses of the Rabbanan, that kind of Knas. Because it has to be imprisoned in a tree the whole Shabbos because of a Knas. So he explains, really, Nikra Din, you can't come down. You have to stay there, because if you come down, you're using the tree. So, Knas means they weren't makel to be mafir to come down. And Lo Kansina means there they made a special kula, that even though you're making use of the tree, since staying there is also making use of the tree, but there you're doing it, we'll see, B'Shevi Altase, just not doing something, right, and that you're making use of the tree. By climbing down, you're doing something, there they weren't mafir you, and you have to stay there. Omer Avuna Bereger of Yeshua Kitanoi. This idea whether staying up in the tree and being mishtamish with the tree b'shevi al kasher is better than coming out of the tree, and even though you're not going to be mishtamish with the tree anymore, but you're going to be mishtamish a part time, right, for a short amount of time, but the kumbi asay, which is better? To do something b'shevi al kasher, but do it longer, or do it the kumbi asay and do it short? Anything else over here? Which is just with the roots, before we go on, if the roots are what you call, the roots went up, then they came down, and then they went into the ground and became in the ground again, and then they came up. So the part that came up again that's within three tzvachim, that's mutter. Because once it went into the ground, it's buckled to the ground. It's not considered part of what was up above the ground to begin with. That the Or Sameach says. What else? This idea of coming up off the tree or not, right? The Torah holds you have to come down. You can't stay up there because you're mishtamish with the tree, and if you're allowed to come down, then they didn't make the knas, you have to come down. And the Rambam's mashma, you're allowed to come down, but the Eved, either way, to be mishtamish with the tree, so you could stay there if you want, but if not, you have to come down. If you put a chafetz on the tree, you what's it called? You use the tree not for you. Put your hat on the tree on Shabbos. Then everybody holds you can't take it down because there's nothing wrong with leaving it there. By you staying in the tree, there's something wrong with you staying there. So the shaila is, what's better, to come down or not to come down? But over here, for sure, leaving the hat there, you're finished. Your mice is finished. So you're not being astonished with the tree, the poel. Therefore, for sure, you can't take it off the tree. Taking it off the tree will be mishtamish in the tree, which is the sure also. And if you put it, you went on a behema, even though the Gemara compares a behema to a tree, because if you climb up on a behema, you should have to stay there the whole Shabbos too. But there, the Rambam says that you come down because Sar Balechai, the Rachman is on the behema, not on you. Okay.
Actually, you're not using the behemoth to jump off it. The tree, you're using everything.
No, you have to come off. You're making your feet hit whatever you have to do to get off the behemoth. You're using the behemoth, just like the tree. The tree is one branch. It's no difference than sitting on the back of a behemoth or sitting on a branch. Okay. Ketanoi. So this is machlokes tanoim. This is shaila. Whether staying there be is for b'shevi al tasa is better than doing something the kumbi asay, is a machlokas tanoi. Hanitonim b'matana achas, shenis arvu b'nitonim matana achas. You have blood from korbanos. And there's two ways we've shown him learn what's going on over here. You had blood of a, the way Rashi learns, b'chor. Matana achas is a b'chor. So you had blood of a b'chor, and have one bechor, and you had in a cup, and that you're makabel from the behemoth, you have to put it now on the mizbeach, and you have blood from another bechor. And either you don't know which cup is which. Not that they actually got mixed together, but the two cups got mixed together. Each one is still in the original cup, you don't know which cup is which. This is Reuven's bechor, this is Shimon's bechor. You don't know, right, whose is whose. Or, another possibility, the blood mixed together. The cups fell together into one cup, and they're mixed together. The dish b'chor, Reuven's b'chor, and Shimon's b'chor are mixed together in the same cup. So then, you're not moving out of Tanachas. You, what's it called? You sprinkle one matana, and we say that that one matana helps for both people. It mixed together, and it's part of the, what's it called? The matana is this one's part is that. There's no shear, and therefore you yotze. Or you take both cups and you do one matana from each one, and even though you don't know who's Reuven, who's Shimon, that's still okay. Because Monachshach, both Reuven's and Shimon's, is done properly. Matana matan dalav, Rashi learns achatos. Achatos is arba matanos on the four chronos, so that's called matan dalav. You're not going to be matan dalav. If they got mixed up, either, like we said, either the four cups got mixed up, or the, what's it called, and the two cups got mixed up, or the blood got mixed up. Then you'd go four matanas, same chiddush. We don't care that this is one person's chatas, a different person's chatas. We don't know whose we're doing now. It's okay. And they all got mixed up. The blood got mixed up. Four matanas is good enough because you yotze for both things at the same time. Because part of the blood is this one, part of the blood is that one, and you yotze four matanas for both. You don't have to make eight matanas. Matan arba matanachas. What if a chatas got mixed with a bechor, the way Rashi learns? And that's very difficult because Tosha says if a chatas got mixed with a bechor, you can't just do one or four. Because the chatas is lamala mechuta sikra, and the ola is what's it called beneath, is lower, the bechor. So you can't do, it's impossible to do it in one place and be yotze both. So Tosha says the arba is an ola. An ola shnayim shein arba. It's really only two matanas, but it's considered like four. And the achas is bechor. And they're both what's it called in the same place, on the mizbeach. The blesser omer yinot num lachin talit, Rabbi Yeshua omer yinot num lachin matanachas. The blesser says you put four matanos, even though for one of them it's three more. But since you're doing it to be yotze the four, that's fine. In other words, either you take both kosos and you make four matanos, because you're not sure which one needs four and which one needs one. Or if the blood mix together, you take from the blood and you do four matanos, even though part of this blood is having three extra matanos. Now what's the svara? Omar lo Rabbi Elazar, how are you over about Sigra? If you only make one matana from this blood, or from what's it called, the two kosos, you only make one matana from each one, then one of these, you're over on Baltigra. Because you have to make four matanas, you're only making three. You're over on the Isra of Lo Sigra, of making a mitzvah in a lesser way. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Hari Hover Baltosik. According to you, that you do four, in one of them you're making three extra matanas. You're over Baltosik. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Lo Omer Elik Shubi Asma. No, Baltosik is only where it's what's it called by itself. Here you're not doing it to add to the mitzvah, you're doing the Nishafik. You don't know if this is the one that needs four or not. You're not doing it to add to the one, three extra. You're doing it as something. That's not called baltosa. Or Rabbi Yeshua, or never about tigre, should be asma. Then fine. You're not doing this to be mamayit in the one that you know for sure is four, to only do one. You're doing it because it's something. Maybe it only needs one. And you don't want to be over baltosa. The old Rabbi Yeshua, kshasato abarto baltosa. The osisa maitha biodecha. If you're going to do four, then you're going to be over on Baltosif, right, with a Maisa. You're going to do three extra, and you're going to be over Baltosif with those three extra with an action. Kishalona Sata, if you don't do, right, or Varta Baltigra, I agree. Right, normally it looks like Baltigra. According to both of them, it's not Baltosif, it's not Baltigra, really. Because you're doing it Misafik. You're not doing it to add or subtract from the Mitzvah. But it looks like that. So Rabbi Elazar says, better, what's it called? Now, Rabbi Yeshua said, better, what's it called, to not do three, which looks like Baltigra, but you didn't do anything wrong. You just were over Baltigra, b'shei v'altasa. Better to be over by not doing something than to be over something by doing something. But if you do the three extra, you're doing something that looks like Baltosif. Here you're not doing something, and that looks like Baltigra. Better not to do something that's Usher, right, and that leads to an Isser, than doing something that leads to an Isser. The Lo Asisa Maisa Biyadecha. According to Belezer, says that in this kind of case, where no matter what you do, something's wrong. Right, better to do the thing, right, than not to do it, right? Then over here too, better to get come down from the tree than stay there to shave altasa. Rabbi Yeshua Domer Hashem shave altasa of it. According to Rabbi Yeshua, said better not to do something, even though that is also somewhat usher, than doing something that's going to be somewhat usher. Then Hachinami lo yeri, then to stay in the tree and not do anything positive, then come down and do something positive. Moshe says, no, Dilma lo yi. Ad kan lo koma Rabbi Elazar Hashem kum ha-sei adit el tikovit mitzvah. Over there, lemaisa though, if you do something, ein Hachinami, partially you're doing something wrong by being over Baltosif, but you're also doing a mitzvah on the one that needs the form. So there he said, better to do something, you'll be mekayim a mitzvah, even though by doing something, you're also doing something wrong. If you don't do it, you're also doing something wrong. And then you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. Here at least you're mekayim one mitzvah over on another, baltigra, and better to do the mitzvah. But over here, when you come off the tree, you're not doing any mitzvah. Either way is something also. So better to do something also, b'shev yaltaseh, than b'kumbi yaseh. The inami, ad kan lo kom Rabbi Yeshua hasam, shev yaltaseh of it, when did Rabbi Yeshua say that it's better not to do something that leads to issur, than to do something, right, ela, the lo kol avid issurah. That's when you're not doing anything wrong, by not doing something. Aval haka de kol avid issurah, hachinami, the yerid, over here by staying in the tree, it's also awesome, so they better come down. So, no, it's not totally not close. See, Rashi? And he taught him, Nivamatana Achash, and all of them both young. Imala Be'ilan Asher Leireb, the whole Derek Yiridaso, and Mishtamish Mechuber. Coming down, you have to use the tree to get down. All of them both young, the Kiddush Lavayom, you went up on Friday, and then you forgot yourself, and it became Shabbos. Lo Kansin Leireb. They didn't make a knash and come down. And he told him what they're not. Achash kagom dam ha-bechor, shenisnariv b'dam bechor acher. One bechor got mixed up with the dam of another bechor. Yinoslu matona achash, ba'ola osu matona lezeh lezeh. And you do one thing, and that one matona has some of the blood in one or the other. Mat narba, dam chatezu, nishpach l'dam chatezu. Rashi learns it's talking with the blood got mixed together. Other Rishonim, we said, talking with the koshos got mixed together. You might do dalad matonis, both of those, same thing over here. You do four matonos, and those four help for both. There's a little bit of each blood in every matona. You not do matnarba, but if it's 1 to 4 got mixed up, then Rabbi Yeshua says, what's it called? Rabbi Yeshua says you do 1, and Rabbi Elazar says you do 4. Because shavar kum ashe mitzvah, because Rabbi Elazar holds better to do a mitzvah. So if you do 4, you're for sure doing the mitzvah of both of them. But on 1, you're doing extra. So you're also getting baltosif. The achad of the high mitzvah katsar avera, the other of bechor baltosif, on the bechor you're over baltosif, or siyesi dechatos, the tzid, the nosan al karnos, the dochi of baltosif, the bechor. The mitzvah of doing this one is docha the other one. Doesn't mean over here esi docha lo sase. It's a different kind of gather. Better to do this mitzvah, because anyway you're not going to be over baltosif. Really, it just looks like baltosif. Tosfos asks that what's it called, the today you say esi docha lo sase. Why not? Why don't you say the essay of what's it called of doing the chatos is docha the lo sase of baltosif? Tosfos says that you only say esi docha lo sase when you didn't cause the problem. Because of your pshia. It's an essay and a los essay that always come together. But if you cause the problem, then you don't say that. And the mice has a million kashas on that tosis of cases where you caused it and you still say it. There's a lot of terutzim. It's not here. If you want to look it up, the Torah Heaven speaks about it. The Rabbi Yehuda speaks about it. The tosis, another Gerson tosis is that in a los, you don't say esidoch a los essay and a los essay should be niktosh. In the Mikdash, you don't say that cloud of Esedoch Alos Asse. And on that, they also say this isn't the case. That's only in the Esse and Alos Asse, which are Meyuchad for the Mikdash. But here, the Esse and Alos Asse is Baltosif. That's the Los Asse. And that's Shaykh by a million things. Not only in the Mikdash, it's a general thing that could happen in the Mikdash too. Then you do say Esedoch Alos Asse. From Yeshua Omer, no snubba matana achas, even the Kaimalon Kalami turning on his Beach Achitzel. She nasa me matana achas keeper. The ma'isa b'di'evid, you yotzei any korban with one matana. So b'di'evid, you're going to be yotzei both korbanos. Tachet lo efter, since it's not shayach to do 4, because you'll be over on baltosif, so you do 1, and b'di'evid, you yotzei for everything. Samchinen alo afil lechatchila, lo avrin al baltosif. V'imishum baltigra, you're not doing enough for the other one. The chatzis kedomer taima mutav shehakur baltigra meilav shehu yoshe they know oker alabi odai. Better to be over baltigra the shev the altase than to be over baltosif bekum viyase. Me avor baltosif shehu oker bi odai. Hachanami Yoritz. Morris wants to say the same thing. Here the one would hold stay in the tree, Shevi Al Tasha. The other one would hold no, get out of the tree, Kumbi Ase. The Hachi read the mitzvah. Getting out of the tree is a mitzvah. Because Manshu Yoshev Mishtamish. As long as he's sitting there, he's Mishtamish Korega Varega. Coming out of the tree, at least he'll stop being Mishtamish. There is a Tashmish. Hilka Chafagat the Hashta Mishtamish Tashmish Acher. Acher Kishiyore Yosef Yosef Ovid Mishiyeshikshon. Better he should come out and stop being over that Isser. The Kovid Mitzvah Mekayim Asay. There you Mekayim Asay. Here the only Isser is the Mitzvah is to get out of the tree. There's no essay to get out of the tree. So you're not going to be over the Isser more. No Kovid Mitzvah. Polish Min Avero. You're not being Mekayim Mitzvah. We're just getting out of the Avero. The Avero of Kiyum Mitzvah Enkav. So maybe here he would hold differently. The low called it Yeshua, Shuyoshin. Over here you're not over an Yisr, what's it called, by the Dam, but over there you are over an Yisr by sitting in the tree. They don't know Sin Alav the Valtigra, they are Esse, the Vinos Lakarnos, and their Kormelein. But over here, the Yisr is automatic. There you're over the Yisr by sitting in the tree. I will say Shivaso Tashmishu, Shemishtamish Bila. So therefore you can't compare the two cases.